Question, but doesn't alcohol make you gain weight? Answer, I have this group called the Thursday Fun Day Group. I look at how much they eat and drink, and they definitely increase their calories with alcohol. However, they are still as thin as they can be. Keep in mind, most of those girls only eat one meal a day and maybe a snack. Most of them don't start eating before 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and they stay in that 6 or 8 hour window. Keep looking at that line between eating and overeating. If you are eating and drinking in your window, the alcohol should be fine. Question, what are the benefits of red wine? Answer, there are all kinds of studies explaining why you should drink red wine. They say it regulates your blood sugar. I don't really know because I don't drink, but if Jesus drank it, I'm not going to look at you negatively for doing it. If you want to be literal, I suppose you could say you drink it to be more like him. Haha. Question, how strict do I have to be on the 80-20? Answer, the 80-20 is important. It's 100% clean eating that I don't recommend. Yesterday, I had nothing but grilled veggies, grilled shrimp, and salad. However, I ate a large volume of food, and I ate so clean because I was surrounded by people who were eating that way too. I really wanted a potato and pasta, and I should have gotten that. I could have done that and only eaten a few bites. Instead, I tried to do 100% clean and ended up feeling deprived. So when I got home, I went a half hour over my eating window and ate a bite of pudding and 10 mini peanut butter Ritz crackers. That was a mini binge for me. When I try to be perfect with my eating, I get in a bad place and lose control a little bit. When I eat what I want in the 80-20 system, it doesn't affect my body negatively. You want to make clean choices, but you don't want to overdo it. Not overeating is the number one thing. Remember everything in moderation. Question, what's the ideal number of times to poop? Answer, most of the people I talk to feel their best when they have 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. At that number, you're cleaning out your gut and getting rid of toxins in your body. Keep in mind that if you're eating only one meal a day, then you're probably going to be running to the bathroom less often. I've done a lot of study on gut health, and I think it's one of the most important things for you to work on. Your bowel movements are influenced by what time you're eating and by something called the gut microbiome. The healthier your microbiome, the better your digestive system will work. What tears up your microbiome is eating too much processed food. When your gut is out of balance, you have inflammation, excess fat, and insulin resistance. If you find yourself feeling constipated a lot, you can take probiotics to clean out your gut. I take between 100 to 180 million probiotics every day, but it can be very expensive. Candida or yeast infection can give you chronic fatigue, digestive problems, bloating, and more. While cutting down on sugar in your diet can stop the overgrowth, candida actually makes you crave sugar more. Avoid these kinds of conditions and stick to your 80-20. I've seen some people say they have runny stool or constipation from intermittent fasting. If you have problems with constipation, magnesium can be good for you. You can take it in powder or oil form. You also need to look at how much fiber you have in your diet. I don't think the American diet includes very much fiber, so I take a fiber supplement every day. Question, should I be eating low carb? Answer, I try not to focus on eating a low carb diet. Even if you cut down your carbohydrate intake, you could still easily eat 3,000 to 4,000 calories in a day. I've seen people actually gain weight on a low carb diet because the foods they were eating were high in fat. My answer to how to eat is always this: eat in your window and never overeat. You shouldn't be counting calories and you shouldn't be counting carbs. Eat high quality, real foods you love. Eat only when you're hungry and stop eating when you're full. Question, how do I decide the length of my eating window each day? Answer, it depends on your schedule and what you have going on. For example, I have company at my house today, so I sat down with them when they were eating breakfast, but I didn't eat with them. I'd rather skip breakfast because that's easier for me than lunch and dinner. Since I still need to maintain my 6-hour window, I'm going to eat from 1 to 7 p.m. so I can have that meal time with my visitors. Although it's better to use the same time frame for your eating window every day, you can make adjustments on the fly depending on your schedule and how you feel. Question, when does my window begin? Do I track my eating or do I track my fasting? Answer, in this book, we track our eating with eating windows. Alternatively, you can choose to track the number of hours you fast instead with a fasting window. Your eating window begins as soon as you consume your first calorie for the day, and it ends when you consume your last calorie. A fasting window begins after your last calorie of the day and ends when you consume your first calorie. For advice on tracking, visit chantelrayway.com/tracking. Question, what if I want to have a beer while watching football on a Sunday night, but I finished eating earlier at 7 p.m.? Answer, when that last drop of beer is consumed, that's when you've begun fasting. You have to count that beer. If you are consuming drink or food, then you are still in your eating window, no exceptions. Question: how long should I fast? Answer: we have suggested schedules to get you started, but ultimately this is individualized in the long term. Men seem to do better with 14 or 16-hour fasts, 10 or 8-hour eating windows, and women do better with 20 or 18-hour fasts, 4 or 6-hour eating windows. Personally, I like to do 4-hour eating windows 2 or 3 times a week. Question: how obsessive should I be on the eating window? If I started my window at 12:06 p.m., do I have to close it at exactly 6:06 p.m.? Answer: don't get obsessive. You don't have to pinpoint it to the exact minute. What you want is a consistent window to help you develop a routine, but this should never be stressful. Intermittent fasting is a tool that takes the stress out of your eating. If you start getting obsessive, then you're on the wrong track. Question: if my eating window just opened, but I'm not truly hungry, should I eat anyway? Answer: no. If you're trying to lose weight, you definitely don't need to be forcing yourself to eat. Remember, we eat when we're truly hungry. Question: I've read before that you should eat before you get hungry to avoid binging. Is that true? Answer: if your car doesn't need gas, you don't put gas in it. If your bill isn't due, you don't pay money on it. I believe the same principle should apply to our bodies. I get the idea of trying to avoid binging, and honestly, the first couple of weeks of intermittent fasting, you'll probably overeat some. However, you will adjust. Question: what are some tips to not overeat on your first meal of the day? Sometimes my work schedule is so busy that I can't take a break to eat. When I do finally begin my eating window, I'm starving. Answer: stay away from simple carbs and sugars on your first meal. Keep your digestion in mind and eat slowly. You're going to be full 20 minutes before you realize it. So don't rush through your meal just because you're hungry. Another great tip is to drink a glass of water an hour before you eat. This will take the edge off of the hunger so you can sit down and enjoy your meal without overeating. In fact, whenever you're feeling overwhelmed by hunger throughout the day, try drinking water. If it's been 45 minutes since your last drink, you could actually be dehydrated. Don't drink a ton of water while you're eating, though. You could dilute your stomach acids and hinder digestion. Question: I'm so tired after eating my first meal of the day. Why am I so exhausted from fasting? Answer: are you eating too much? What are you eating? It's more likely that what you're eating is the source of your problem rather than the fasting. If you're eating whole, clean foods, I have a hard time believing you're constantly tired. But perhaps you have an underlying health concern like anemia. Always stay in touch with your physician when you make any major change to your eating patterns if you have a health condition. Question: I don't have enough energy to work out in my fasted state. Answer: there are a lot of possibilities. Are you getting enough of all of your protein, carbs, and fats? Are you getting enough sleep? Maybe switch your workout time to be closer to your eating window so you can eat right after, or eat right before. I personally like to work out fasted, but everyone is different. Question: are you allowed to lift heavy weights while fasting? Answer: I lift heavy weights every single morning in a fasted state. I've lifted heavier weights fasted than men in my gym. My trainer, Chris Sykes, tells me he does all the same workouts he did before he started intermittent fasting, and he hasn't lost any steam. Question: can you still build muscle with intermittent fasting? Answer: yes, nothing changes. If you need to get in a certain number of macros every day, you can still do that just in an eating window. You don't have to choose between the two. A lot of people who want to build muscle hear that you need to eat no more than 30 minutes after your workout to get the benefits from your food. While it's true that your cells can take in more of what you eat within 30 minutes of your workout, that's not the only time. You can eat 20 to 30 hours after and still get the benefits from your food. Question: how do I decide on the length of my eating window? Should I be eating whole meals or half meals? Answer: you have to figure out what works for you because everyone is different and our windows won't all be the same. There are some people who only eat one meal a day, also called OMAD. Some people eat in a 5-hour window and have one snack and one meal a little while later. If you're someone who's going to do OMAD, just be sure you're not binging. You may need to spend time practicing it until you regulate. Personally, I couldn't lose weight in an 8-hour window. I don't believe many women can unless you're eating really clean, really small portions. When I'm trying to maintain my weight, I do a 6-hour window with one medium meal around 12 p.m. and something small around 5:30 p.m. That works really well for me. When my goal is to lose weight, I try to stick to that OMAD. It's usually in a 4-hour window where I'm eating a nice meal that gets me to a 4 on the hunger scale, and then I might have another small snack. You'll need to tinker with your window to find out what works for you. If your goal is weight loss, you may need to tighten your window and the amount of food you eat. If you're maintaining, you have more flexibility. Some people want a rigid plan with someone telling them exactly what to do, but with the Chantel Rayway, you get to modify everything to fit you. Something you want to pay attention to is your satiety signals, the signals your nervous system gives you to communicate that sense of fullness. Now that I'm doing intermittent fasting, my satiety signals are so good. Yesterday, I went to lunch and meal a little while later. If you're someone who's going to do OMAD, just be sure you're not binging. You may need to spend time practicing it until you regulate. Personally, I couldn't lose weight in an 8-hour window. I don't believe many women can unless you're eating really clean, really small portions. When I'm trying to maintain my weight, I do a 6-hour window with one medium meal around 12 p.m. and something small around 5:30 p.m. That works really well for me. When my goal is to lose weight, I try to stick to that OMAD. It's usually in a 4-hour window where I'm eating a nice meal that gets me to a 4 on the hunger scale, and then I might have another small snack. You'll need to tinker with your window to find out what works for you. If your goal is weight loss, you may need to tighten your window and the amount of food you eat. If you're maintaining, you have more flexibility. Some people want a rigid plan with someone telling them exactly what to do, but with the Chantel Rayway, you get to modify everything to fit you. Something you want to pay attention to is your satiety signals, the signals your nervous system gives you to communicate that sense of fullness. Now that I'm doing intermittent fasting, my satiety signals are so good. Yesterday, I went to lunch and I tried a lot of different foods. I had a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and when I was done, I was 100% satisfied with no desire to eat anything else for the rest of the day. Question: how do you know when your body starts using fat storage for fuel? Answer: you'll never really know the exact moment your body is attacking your fat, but I like to use my stomach growl as a general gauge. That's why I like to wait a couple of hours after I hear my stomach growl to eat. I feel like it's when my stomach starts growling that my body is out of food and starts using my fat for fuel. There's a chance that it's all just mental, but I love that feeling of my body eating away at my fat. I like to prolong that for as long as I can. Question: why not do a calorie-restricted diet? Answer: trying to manage the total number of calories you need to eat for weight loss is too restrictive. We want to stop counting calories, stop focusing on food, and do away with the restrictions. Instead of listening to a program, we're listening to our bodies. God wired our bodies to tell us exactly what we need. We should be able to eat what our bodies crave in the amount that they need and be satisfied. I am never going to tell you that you have to eat this or that. What's optimal, though, is following the 80-20 rule. Question: what should I do when I go out and everyone else is eating except me? Answer: I went to dinner with friends just the other night. I had already eaten a big lunch and I wasn't hungry, so I didn't eat or drink any calories. Guess what happened? I had a fantastic time. Eating and drinking is not the only point of hanging out with friends. I had fun just sipping on water and club soda. I was able to talk more and have deeper conversations with my friends. All it takes is a mental adjustment. You can even have fun with it. When the waitress asked me what I wanted, I responded, "Oh, I'm not eating. I've got to keep this skinny body of mine." That got a laugh out of everybody. If you have real friends, they won't pressure you nonstop to eat. If someone is trying to push you to eat, just say something like, "I appreciate it, but I didn't come here to eat. I came to enjoy my time with you." Let your friends know that their understanding will help you achieve your goals the same way you help them achieve theirs. Question: I've already lost 10 pounds. Now that I've reached my goal, should I continue intermittent fasting or stop? Answer: continue. Do it to maintain and do it because intermittent fasting has so many benefits beyond weight loss. It's a positive lifestyle change, and personally, I can't imagine going back. There are plenty of stories of the hormonal and brain benefits people have experienced with intermittent fasting. Question: is intermittent fasting good for thyroid issues? Answer: always check with your doctor before you start any new dietary change. My personal experience has been stellar. I was taking 115 milligrams of Synthroid when I started this journey because my thyroid wasn't functioning well at all. Now I've weaned myself off of it completely by eating using the principles of FIRES. One note about my thyroid improvement is that I also eat paleo for the 80% of my 80-20 food intake. I believe that this 80-20 combination with intermittent fasting has had a huge impact on my thyroid improvement. Now, this isn't about the thyroid, but my trainer Chris suffered from ankle pain for a long time from a surgery for a previous injury. He used to have pain 5 days out of the week, but now that he's been following the FIRES principles of the Chantel Rayway, he's pain-free. He doesn't even need a leg brace when he plays sports anymore. Question: I'm really confused. All of my trainers have always told me that eating 5 to 6 meals a day will keep my metabolism elevated. Is intermittent fasting bad for my metabolism? Answer: that claim about eating 5 to 6 meals a day is a myth. Your metabolic rate is not based on how many meals you eat. It's based on what type of food you eat, your digestive health, how much you exercise, and what body type you have. For example, if I eat 6 meals of pancakes and fast food burgers, I'm not going to have six-pack abs. Intermittent fasting is not bad for your metabolism. Intermittent fasting has got me results where eating 5 to 6 meals a day in the past did not. Question: I can only train in the morning before work. Should I eat after? How do I handle this? Answer: ideally, you want to take in protein and carbs after your workout. Post-workout, your cells are open and more of the good stuff can get in. However, not eating immediately after your workout isn't a death sentence to results. I work out in the morning and don't eat until 1 or 2 p.m. My trainer, Chris, usually doesn't eat until 6 hours after his workout. If you find yourself dragging during the day, though, maybe that isn't for you. Move your eating window to accommodate your body. Question: should I shift the time of day I have my eating window so my body doesn't get used to it? Answer: having your eating window at the same time every day won't really affect your metabolism. The length of the window has a greater effect. You could mix up the length of your eating windows each week to keep your metabolism from getting used to a pattern. For example, 1 week you might alternate each day between 6 and 8 hour eating windows. The next week you might throw in 3 big power fasts. Your body does adapt to changes quickly, so mixing up the length of your eating windows is a good idea. Question: I love having wine at 8 or 9 p.m. after putting the kids to bed. How can I still have my wine at night? Answer: time your eating window so that it closes after you drink. If it's a 6-hour window day, maybe eat from 3:30 to 9:30 p.m. If you need to have an 8-hour window to be able to have your wine, you can do that. Just remember that for women, an 8-hour window is not very effective for losing weight unless you're eating very clean, very small portions for every meal. Question: can I break my fast with alcohol? Answer: you should break your fast with some sort of protein. Alcohol on an empty stomach isn't a great idea. Alcohol, like other high-sugar drinks, can spike your insulin very harshly if you drink it at the start of your window. Question: can I eat a ketogenic diet with intermittent fasting and still drink alcohol? Answer: the ketogenic diet is a very low-carb, high-fat diet. It's designed to keep you burning fat for energy instead of glucose. Like I've said before, alcohol has a lot of sugar. Consider losing the mixers to cut out some of those carbs. Most pure spirits are low carb. The mixers are what rack up the calories. Question: does drinking alcohol completely halt my fat burning? Answer: no. Like anything else you eat, it's all about the nutritional value of what you're drinking. Beyond that, there's nothing inherent in alcohol that makes it more restrictive to burning fat than any other food with the same nutritional content. My thin friends use sugar-free mixers with vodka and tequila and love to drink all the time. It hasn't affected their ability to burn fat or maintain their weight. Question: I am brand new to intermittent fasting and I miss my wine. Is it okay to drink in my eating window? Answer: you can definitely drink wine in your eating window. Just be careful to notice the sugar content in what you're drinking. There's a lot more sugar in wine than most people realize. There are also 70 to 80 additives in wine that you wouldn't know about without reading the contents. Find natural wines that are low in sugar. After you drink, watch your eating activity because you can start getting cravings that have nothing to do with true hunger. You don't want your eating to take a nosedive after you drink. Question: is intermittent fasting safe for women? Answer: well, I'm a woman, so yes. Women respond to fasting differently than men because we have different hormones. For example, when I first started fasting, my menstrual cycle was 20 days late. I've read reports of this kind of thing happening for the first couple of months of fasting, but usually it returns to normal. Fasting is perfectly safe for women, barring any specific medical issues you discuss with your doctor. Question: is there a certain caloric intake I should have with intermittent fasting? Is there such a thing as too few calories? Some days I'm just ravenous. Answer: how many calories you consume depends on your goals. If you're trying to lose weight and you haven't been getting strong results, then you might need to decrease your calorie intake. Of course, if you want to gain weight, then you're going to need more. There is such a thing as too few calories. You can't go 3 weeks eating only 500 calories a day. My desire is that you learn to listen to your body. If you're a person who exercises, some days you're going to work out harder and your body is going to be hungrier. Listen to your body and eat. Eating is not a bad thing. Overeating is. Question: I always heard about calories in versus calories out. If I'm watching my calories, does it matter what I eat? Is there a difference between eating 1,800 calories throughout the day versus eating 1,800 calories in a 6 to 8 hour window? Answer: I believe you would be leaner in the window because of the insulin response in your body. If you're eating all day, you're filling up your glycogen cells, and at the end of the day, they're being stored as fat. When you eat in a window, however, your insulin is turned off for the rest of the day and you burn the glycogen and get to fat burning mode faster. Question. I've been told I have to eat carbs before working out, so is it safe to exercise during my fasting window? Answer. Your body stores a lot of glucose and carbs. If you had carbs the night before working out, then you could still have enough to get you through your workout the next morning. Personally, I'm always in a fasted state when I exercise and I'm always fine. When you're in a fasted state, your endurance and stamina can actually increase. My trainer, Chris, believed the same myth about having to eat before exercising and was surprised to discover that once he started intermittent fasting, he actually had more focus and stamina. Question. I typically eat a high-protein meal after my morning workout, but I want to start my eating window later in the day. Should I start skipping my post-workout meal? Answer. I haven't eaten anything post-workout since I started doing intermittent fasting. When you're intermittent fasting, your workouts are going to primarily be fueled by fat, and that's a good thing. It's true that post-workout, your cells are more open to absorbing protein, but that window of time can be as long as 36 hours. You don't have to eat immediately after your workout to take advantage of that benefit. Question. What is the longest amount of time that it's safe to fast? I'm going on vacation in less than a month and I want to speed up my weight loss. Answer. 24 to 36 hour fasts are ideal. Anything longer than 48 hours is something your body might not be prepared for. However, it sounds like you're trying to rush for a short-term goal. Don't overdo it. A couple of 24-hour fasts a week are a good way to kick up your weight loss, or you could use a couple days of big power fasts. Question. I'm pregnant and already freaking out about my post-baby body. Is it safe for me to start intermittent fasting while pregnant? Answer. This is something you'll want to talk about with your doctor. I would have been fine fasting during my pregnancy because I would have still made sure to get in all of my nutrients. Remember that intermittent fasting isn't about restricting what you eat, but about changing the timing of when you eat. Still, fasting does affect your hormones, and you want to be sure you don't do anything to affect the baby negatively, so please talk to your doctor. Question. I always wake up starving in the morning. Could I eat dinner and breakfast but just skip lunch? Answer. Unless you're someone who works a night shift, this would be hard to do. You wouldn't be able to ever have a long enough fasting window to maximize the benefits. If you're waking up starving, maybe adjust your window so that you're eating closer to your bedtime. Try drinking coffee early in the day and drink plenty of water between meals to help suppress your appetite. Question. Can I drink my coffee with MCT or coconut oil, or does that break my fast? Answer. I'm a big fan of both oils. My blood sugar goes down when I drink them. Now, these oils have calories, and I'd prefer you fast without consuming any calories. However, if this is the only way you can get through your fast, then this is the second best way. It wouldn't sabotage the entire fast. Ingesting pure fat or oil doesn't spike your insulin, and MCT oil requires little digestion. If you're going to eat something, this is the best option. Question. Can I eat some low-carb foods during my fasting window to take the edge off? They're really healthy, right? Answer. The nutritional content of the food doesn't matter. If you're taking in calories, you're breaking the fast. If you're new to this and struggling, maybe you're fasting too long. Back it down if you have to and work your way up. Question. How much water do you recommend I drink during my fast? Answer. If you're thirsty, then drink. If you're not, then you don't need to be guzzling water. You can dilute the stomach acids needed to digest food when you drink too much water. Drink just as much as you need and no more. Question. My breath smells really bad when I fast. Is this normal? Answer. Yes, it could possibly be related to the fasting. Fasting encourages detoxification in your gut, and that could have smelly effects on your breath. If you're eating a lot of protein in your diet, your body could be going into ketosis, and that can cause bad breath. Try taking peppermint oil to fix the smell. Question. Should I stop fasting if I feel shaky? Answer. Check your blood sugar if you're physically shaking. It could be different things, but that's a good place to start. Question. I heard that I should break my fast with protein, but I recently learned meat spikes your insulin. What's the deal? Answer. I was surprised to discover this, but yes, meat can spike your insulin. Question. I learned about the food pyramid when I was young. Are those principles still true? Answer. No. We now know that the food pyramid is not based on nutritional value. When you're eating, you need to decide what's good and what works for you. They used to say we should drink 3 cups of milk a day decades ago, but now we know that's not the best for you. Question. I think I'm ready to try out my first 4-hour eating window. Should I eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Answer. That's a matter of personal preference. Don't try to force yourself to eat at a certain time of day you're not comfortable with. Fasting for 20 hours is challenging enough on its own. Question. I've been hearing a lot about the importance of gut health. Answer. The process of digesting food is what they're talking about. The gut microbiome has a lot to do with how you feel. When your gut health is off, you're not digesting your food and nutrients correctly. You can have what are basically pounds of feces sitting in the lower part of your stomach. If you struggle with digesting food well, you can take digestive enzymes.